This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When can we get sports back safely at a time of virus? Big League Basketball has just come up with a plan. The NBA season will start on the last day of July with billions of dollars at stake. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. What's the plan?
Well, they're going to play games in a bubble, quarantining everyone involved in Florida with regular testing. And they'll play all the games at the ESPN Wide World of Sports complex at Disney World near Orlando. No fans in attendance. The games will be played for television only and will go into October. They're still figuring out what they'll do if someone tests positive for the coronavirus.
And the NBA suspended play March 11th. It was the first professional sports league to do so. What about the costs of this?
Well, the players have agreed to a 25% pay cut with provisions for clawing some of that money back later. The league is losing billions of dollars in revenue. Just to give you an idea, David, the NBA's TV contract is worth $24 billion, and it reportedly makes 40% of its revenues from fans showing up in arenas. That's billions of dollars that's not coming back anytime soon.
And I got to ask, I mean, where are we with baseball? I tend to be a frenetic person who will only sit down in the summer if there's a Red Sox game on, so I have not been sitting down.
And you're going to be standing for a while, David. Baseball isn't there yet. The players and owners can't come to terms. They've been talking for 4 weeks. Tom Ricketts, owner of the Chicago Cubs, went on ESPN Tuesday and said the scale of the losses is biblical. That's his word, biblical. Last season, Major League Baseball brought in almost $11 billion, according to Forbes. Ricketts says currently they're bringing in $0. So both sides want to come back. The players want a longer schedule. Owners want a shortened one. At one point, there was talk of starting in July, but so far, no deal.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you.